佢哋又還月嗰輪約，佢哋有啲用詩聲明，呢啲乜都用真聲，學人嚟詩話嚟詩，呢啲話叫光啲用詩嗰啲，叫做詩房光對面業啊。
嗯。
You know what that is in English？ 詩房光即係rhubarb嗰啲，佢哋叫 square stem or triangle stem。
嗯。嚟啲即係你做事身食得中咯，冇吃咯，你吃嚟咧唔吃唔死人，跟你吃包
，it's not poison。You know what a diamond yip in Lofan?
What kind of a leaf is it?
See the leaves. Most leaves, the veins come on this way. You see, but
do you want to draw?
Yeah. The vein go this way, most of the leaves, you see. So you click on the two men, you go, you see. The vein come this way, you see.
Yep.
That's good to eat. You eat all you want, it won't kill you.
Oh.
How about see from Guang to Men Yip? Then you don't eat, you have to don't, you don't food sick. Any tree you find in the forest, in the swamp, or anywhere.
So you know what kind of leaves you can eat.
Yeah.
How did your dad learn all these things?
He heard it when he was youngster in China, and also he's in the herb book. Start himself a little store in Ebern. You wouldn't remember. He used a little place called. So on the river road there, they call it Marple Bridge. Because Oak Street, and then they built a new one. It used to be a Marple Bridge, right alongside the Marple Bridge. And then we started up a little bit, and he had a little store, a little gambling joint, an open den in the back. And he worked there for a while, and then and then they have to build a new Marple Bridge. His store is on right in, on the river on stilts. His store was in the way, so the government had to buy his store out and to build the bridge. And then he with that little bit of money, he started farming. You see, and that's how he got started.
Oh. He must have been. Was he a farmer in China? Did he?
No, he just learned the farming here out here. 自從你要向下出曬，個個什麼都要零種咯。You gotta grow your own stuff, or your own vegetable, your own rice in China. 你向下啦。係啊。佢向下出嚟嘅啫。佢幾時呼你媽媽過嚟啊？ When he made a few dollars, he was still at the store then. He still had the store. And I think he was, at that time he was about 40. Mom, she came off to China when she was a baby. She was adopted from China. What the heck is Lu Ham? I forgot his name now. If I have to think back, I might remember. Had a little Chinese grocery store in Vancouver. You remember Canton Street?
Yeah, I know.
Shanghai Street?
Yeah.
不是没了啊?
No.
And that's what the old man used to have a little store there. No, the shack, another store, yeah. A shack.
She's the daughter of that Lo Ham.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, this Lo Ham adopted her from China. Mm-hmm. And then Hong San is saying, "Song Ho can do it, go me." He won't do it, go me. She could yuki can sit, but think can do it, go me. It so happened when she grew up, the old man married her.
Oh. It's hard to come by a woman here. It's not so feel around.
Yeah.
Pretty lucky man.
Yeah. Very fun, so you should Hong San Li Jun go you are.
That's right.
Unless, I shouldn't say these things, but that's going back. You heard about him?
Yeah, I've heard about him.
He was an immigration man at the time, you see. And of course, a $50 bill and a $100 bill in those days mean a lot. That's how some of these guys come over, you see.
Yeah, that guy, Pun Silo, has probably the worst reputation of all the people that I've talked to. They all just go shake their head and say, that man.
Well, you can't blame a man. This thing's been shoveling right in front of him. Well, if you don't take it, somebody else will.
Well, there must have been some honest translators working around. He was found out. I mean, there are newspaper articles in the 20s saying that this man is on the take, you know.
Well, he only taken it. He couldn't prove it too much. He got away with it.
Yeah,
the corner of Penrith, Maine, and then it belonged to him, and another one further down.
Yeah.
Some say Gan Ma.
Prime territory.
Yeah. This Peter Chowney, he runs it now, the old man. I think they both passed away, mother and dad passed away. Peter Chowney, he's in studio.
Ying San Gun.
Ying San Gun.
Ying San Gun, yeah.
Yeah, Jiu Chow Jin Sheng Gun.
Yeah.
Peter Chow Nong Ji, yeah.
Oh, is he running it now? I didn't know. I knew that one of the sons had it, but I didn't know which one.
I guess his son running it. There's Jack, Peter Chow and Jack Chow. Jack, he's a, what's his name?
Yimgan Gama.
Huh?
Yimgan Gama.
Yeah, he's a, optometrist. Yeah. Yimgan,
yeah.
We used to chum around together.
Is that right?
Yeah, and we hot. Yep,
and Yucho Chow or the son?
The son, Pete. Pete and Jack. He'd go around with his sister once in a while.
That's right.
Rose and with Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's going back quite a while.
Yeah, was he the only photographer around in Chinatown?
No. Well, at that time, when you go what the heck is his name now? He's not so popular, though, but he's a small-timer. Called the Wang Studio. You see him sing what?
Wang Bo Chun, huh?
Yeah.
Cecil Wand?
Yeah, I think so. Wang Studio, you call it.
How come, why, why did you choose people who like to choose
you? Good pictures. He takes the best picture in those days. He's a popular man too, you see, and he always, society isn't going, so he slipped on a few bucks, you see. And Hong Yen would go, Bofung Lai Shi, and he hing on, but Hong Hao Shang, we hing on, Bofung Lai Shi, he go, that's make a name for himself, you see. It's kind of advertised like, you see.
When you were working for Bucking Lao, and what you know, Nai Ji,
I used to stay with my with my cousin.
Ah, Niao Chen Chek.
Yeah. To Zhou Lao Ha. No, it's right down in Hamzhou. It's not there now. My uncle. Zhou Lao Ha, Zhou Huan, Denim Pants,
Okay, Chen Yi, Ma.
Chen Yi, yeah. Chinese do go on, not tailor suit, they're all working clothes.
Because you're hanging out, how you need a chair, you got a
sing gun,
sing gun,
gong, sing gun, su yung kyung, hanging on, or soup, nigger, or a pan, nigger, how much I got for him, Jack, a little. 好四間啊，四間啊，住丁正哲學人，哲嗰啲咧住咧做工神。
嗯。
佢嗰啲學人多啲係做工，嚟住嚟即工嘅，學嘅間嚟幾個嚟幾山仔啊。
Yeah,
加上就咪佢啲身體 doesn't matter， 身體佢入佢換佢健身嘅嘢 ，same thing。No， you don't wear a suit like you're United。
Yeah， 其實冇得講。
咁咪就係你 blue denim 咯。
嗯，做工嚟
咧。Yeah，
老闆嘅就著條新嘅出嚟。
Yeah， 你就你 blue denim coat， blue denim pants， and you got a bib on it too。
嗯。
Yeah。
The overall coat。
Yeah。
Wow。
你算你拎完，你算你幾個山仔講音菜油，我都上去啱咯。No tie， just an open shirt。你入過嚟啲山仔大行嘅，講 you know what a bachelor's quarter Chinese bachelor's quarter looks like？
No， tell me， what's it look like？
All see this place here， like the biggest this place here， there'd be about。Mostly, it's half of this size here. This building, including that over there, half the size. There about 8 or 9 of them living in the bunk. In the parlor, in the bedroom, and they, except in the kitchen. They use the kitchen. They all cook independently. They don't all eat together. They all share their fuel, their lights. None of them have phone.
No phones?
No. They share their whatever coal, what they buy, those they all put wood and coal. They share the wood and coal and the light bill, that's all.
Mm.
And you cook your meal, I cook mine. Everybody take turn cooking.
Mm.
Even 10 of them, they still do that.
10 different times. How come?
Well, that's where they you know, everybody have their own idea of own food, you see.
You
said it's like a sanjai dao. Some are more stingy, some are a little more elaborate, you see. You're hankim, maybe you find a couple of pieces of soy hap, maybe you go down hong again, you see, 10 to 15 cents, you get a piece of fong wok. You see, 10 to 15 cents fong wok, you're nearby. Sometimes you find a yu yi chan. And then you save some for make even 2 meals. See, you think for 1 pound. The next day, you maybe chop a piece of ham hui, low, you can eat some fun, you eat some.
You can eat your hand.
The Chinese main meal is rice, you see, or some fun. Have fun. You put now, though, you know, you know, you See, and yeah, they put your hair so help on, have fun at Pau Yaro. You heard about that?
Yeah.
They look for now, just a question, the mono, how should you know? None of them ever heard about it.
Yeah, it's a different way of looking at
it. Even at our home, my mom used to tell us, you know, sometimes you make something good, you see, like a sweet and sour spare rib or find something good, you eat it. Sometimes, you know, you have family there and you eat more. You eat your sister's share, your brother's share, you eat the rice.
Yeah. You eat as fast as you can. I mean, yeah. If you have 12 people, you know, at least 12 people at the table, it's, you got to eat pretty fast.
Well, they eat pretty good. Yeah. Well, we look after each other pretty good, in spite of a big family. And so, what time did they got there? We get good neighbors, you know. Sometimes we milk, you know, milk and butter. Quite often, you know, the neighbor give us some milk and butter. They don't charge you for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, all those, we know, every one of those. Resident Richmond, they have a C4 cow. See, they have their own, have their own milk and they make their own butter.
Mm-hmm. So you had good neighbors.
Yeah, we used to go down, get milk and they don't charge us, and sometimes butter they don't charge us.
Used to be a lot of Chinese people didn't eat milk or butter.
No, not the Sun Zai Guang. Most of the Jigao, like a family, with a family, they for sandwich go to school, you see, for the kids. Sometimes you run out of butter, you use lard, sugar and lard. Sometimes you go, when you can't afford it, you can have something.
That's right. Well, how far did you get in school?
Well, I didn't go to school very well. I got up to grade six, and I had to work. So if sometimes when your farm get too busy, I have to take time off from school and go to work in the farm.
Mm-hmm. Did that happen to all the kids in the family?
Just only to me and my two, the other brother Harry. He's still here. All the rest of them they got to put a good break, except the one that's the older one.
The older ones always make sacrifices.
Yeah. Yeah, we'd have to tell the get. We don't know. Man, don't know English too much. You know, he knows, but he can talk a little bit English, but he can't write this. We used to go to the next door neighbor and get Mrs. Steve, she's a Sunday school teacher. We get her to write a note, you know, and I tell her, I said, I can't go to school for another 2 weeks. I says, you have to write a note, tell the teacher. My dad told me to tell you write a note to the teacher.
Cause you
and she'll write a note, you see.
So she would tell the teacher that you had to work.
Yeah.
What did the teacher think of all that?
Well, not much you can do when you gotta eat.
Was that happening to all kind to other children too? Say white children who had
just the poor family like us. Yeah, very few people have 12. I think ours the biggest family in Richmond. As a matter of fact, outside of Wing Song, he got 24. He got three wives. You see, my dad only got one wife. So he got 12.
Wow.
So most of the Lu Fan have the very most. Six.
Yeah.
Very seldom have six. Most three or four.
Did you live in a big house? Did you guys have a big house to live in?
No, it's no bigger than this. The whole thing, no bigger than the whole thing. Of course, all the girls bunk in one room, all the boys bunk in one in the other room. Mom and Dad live in the main bedroom. There's no, we just put a partition blanket over this, you know.
Pretty rough living?
No, it sure is rough.
Do you have running water?
Yeah, we have running water. We have to carry it from the tap to the house.
Mm-hmm.
See, our house is about about half a block from the road, you see. So we have to carry the water from the main tap into the house.
Mm-hmm. And I guess you use outhouses.
Hmm?
Outhouses?
Well, outhouses, yeah. It's quite even in most outhouses those days. The poor family and have outhouses, but the rich one they have their toilet inside.
Yeah. Farm life really is a lot of hard work. I guess the day starts early, really early on the farm.
Why? Hong Yan Ren Bei Ling Ge Xiong Jun Ge Lok La.
Sun up to sundown.
Yeah.
Did your mother have to work on the farm too?
Oh yeah, all do. Soon she gets through with the dishes and get her chore done, she go out on the farm work and put in her meal time, she go and cook lunch and supper.
Wow. Did she kuyamo chiga yip kodi di kwa choy omanga?
Oh no, mostly fresh.
Yeah. Well, when you were young, what did you think you would, you know, when people are young, they kind of think, well, when I grow up, I want to be this and that. What was it for you, you know, when you were young or going to school or, you know, even working in Chinatown, what did you think you would finally work as? What did you want to do with your life?
Well, I have no choice because I had no education, you see. All I have to do is to make my best to keep my job. At that time, you know, when I worked in town, I haven't told you this, but I mentioned it now. And every pay day, my dad would, my mom would come up, you know, and pick up my pay.
Oh.
See, when I worked, I had to support the family at that time. Used to come up every pay day, you know, at $35 a month.
Mm-hmm.
I work about 12 to 14 hours a day.
Mm.
So I depend now. All I have my spending money is tips what I make from the customers.
Oh.
I keep that. Of course, in those days when you get $2, $3, $3, $4 tips, a lot of money. You know, I kept that and spend my spending money.
Mm. Were you the only son that went outside the farm to work then? Were you the only one?
At that time, I'm the oldest one, yeah.
Well, you were the oldest son.
Yeah.
It's not easy being the oldest son in Chinese families.
No. Well, I worked 4 or 5 years to support them. When I worked in town, they come up for my pay every end of the month.
Wow.
Mm. And finally, when the rest got older, and they helped out. You know, they worked down here in the farm and in town in the cannery, like all my other brothers.
Yeah, things get easier, but
yeah,
it's always the older ones that make the mm-hmm. most.
So my sister got married when they're quite young, you know, 17. In those days, a Chinese custom, you see, and then you look at the sister and children, but they all married 16, 17, most of them.
Do they marry Chinese?
Yeah. You can go to Lou Lim, you can go to Jiang, Lou Lui, Lou Jiao. My younger sister.
Mm.
And the other one's married to Tom Lee. He's a carpenter.
Were their marriages arranged?
No, not the three youngest ones.
Mm. They made their own choices.
They made their own choice. But all the others arranged.
Mm.
In those days, the old time, they arranged marriage. They don't want to marry Canadian.
Everybody's fussy.
Yeah. But today, look at today, you marry anybody. You can marry a dog if you want today.
Yeah, there's lots of Chinese marrying whites now. It's
yeah. You're not only that, your name.
Mm.
Yeah. Ý mà chụp bên tôi còn kiếm lâu hơn tôi chụp bên tôi còn như này còn nhân hắc quý còn như như thủ quý này. Tôi I don't think there's any strict race in Japanese. Quý như này có bao nhiêu? I better go to washroom.
Okay.